It is February 3rd, Wednesday, Low Standards and Poor's podcast. We are broadcasting just outside Detroit City, and we'd love to have you on board tonight. Welcome our co-host, Bill.
El Carpe is live.
Oh, it's El Carpe.
I've always been El Carpe. Whatever.
You're Bill in my book.
That's a short book.
Yeah. Let me do the fade out.
That's beautiful fade out.
Thank you.
You're awesome. You're
amazing. I do that well.
You're wonderful.
Yeah. It's
beyond Studley.
I'm Studley.
Okay. That wasn't me chuckling.
No. Well, I'm not asking you either, so.
Right. I'm with you, man.
Not chicks dig me. You know what I'm saying?
Both of them.
Yeah.
At the same time?
You're not talking about fuck balls, my mom?
It's okay.
No. What do you got? What's going on over there? You warming up your shovel?
No, I used the blower vacuum thing.
Oh, yeah.
The other day. I could care less about the shoveling of the snow. I think we had this discussion earlier. I would like to have a flamethrower.
Yeah. No, I know. That's what I said, too. Surprised. Maybe it's something you need to come up with.
Well, I was talking to one of my new brothers, and I was telling him, I'm like, dude, I hate January and February. It's just, I don't like this incessant darkness and, you know, the sun's going down too soon and, you know, it's cold and it's crappy.
It's only been 52 years of it.
I know, but every year of it, I can't stand it. Even when I was Even when I was a skier and I enjoyed going out there and playing in the snow, I still, January, February, just, It's blah months.
It is. You know, it is.
You get those winter blues. And, hey, I didn't know if I told you about this, but I'm going to be hosting a new Cantonese cooking show.
Oh, no. Where's this one going?
You dim some, you lose some. Thankfully, I got you to chuckle on that one.
Yeah. Whoa.
There you go.
Careful. I'm going to be careful with that one.
It's better than bat soup, the delicious taste of a 12-month vacation.
Yeah. I was reading that. I didn't want to get into it. Never mind. Who knows?
No, bring it up. Whatever.
No, it's pneumonia I had and bat soup. And they're saying this pneumonia is coming. Is stemming directly from COVID.
Oh, really?
Like they're kind of one and the same, so to speak. I don't know if that's the right terminology. I was kind of briefly reading about it. They were saying that there's been a lot more an outbreak of pneumonia cases along with COVID, and they're saying that they're kind of working together somehow. I don't know if it's a similar strain or whatever. I'm not really sure. I'll just kind of read about it. I only read like a few sentences of everything. That's about it.
Oh, yeah, because that goes right up our alley with the massive amounts of research that we do on everything we talk about.
I already prefaced it, so people already know.
Hey, are we going to do I noticed as I was looking at the thing, we have two episode 60s, and this is apparently episode 61. Yeah, oh, yeah. So I was thinking that maybe Sunday we start season two.
Oh, yeah, I forgot I was supposed to do that.
Yeah, we'll do season two on Sunday. It'll be great.
260? I swore it was 61.
No, this one's 61.
Oh, okay.
Like it matters.
There was 260s. Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, it's just our whatever.
220, 221, whatever it takes.
Yeah, I will look into that, and I will change it. I'll just leave it. You know, it's part of our program. It really gives a shit anyways.
You know what that movie's what movie I just quoted?
Right? I have no idea. I didn't realize you quoted a movie.
220, 221, whatever it takes. No. Mr. Mom.
I never saw it.
Oh, one of
And that's with what's his face, that
Batman. And he was also the bad guy in the Spider-Man movie.
Oh, that just
came out. Michael Keaton.
That was Mr. Mom?
He was in Mr. Mom. Great movie.
Oh, I thought it was
1980s or something.
Robert De Niro's buddy, the Jewish fella in the Fockers.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, not him. Oh,
I thought it was him. It was,
no.
Okay.
He was barely able to hold his own at that point. He was just a little mother rubber. So what do you want to do? Album reviews first, or do you want to talk about some yep that happened? What do you want to do?
You know, I'm just kind of floating around here a little bit. I said something
about hip hop, and I
I just threw it out there. That's why I did it.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Just to kind of throw off any kind of research you might be doing.
I don't know any. Honestly, if you brought up some hip hop, I would go, oh yeah, that.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of anything that's hip hop that would even know, or that I don't even know what is the category. Who's in that category?
I don't know. Hip hop, rap, NWA, LL Cool J, Tupac. Oh, okay.
Those guys. Yeah. I don't listen to any of that.
Yeah. Either do I, but there's a lot of good songs out there.
I'm sure there are. Who's the guy from Warren, Michigan?
Talking about
8 Mile Boy.
8 Mile Eminem?
Yeah, Eminem. I know like two of his songs, and the one that I like is the one where he has that girl singing in the background, that monster song or whatever it's called.
From yeah.
8 years ago. And the kids thought it was great.
Yeah.
But I liked it because it actually had the harmonies and the vocal qualities were something that it wasn't just somebody yelling with a beat behind them.
Right.
Which
right.
is a lot of what,
easy, you
know, not hip hop in general, but rap.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Rap music to me is a lot of yelling. That's what you like, then that's what you like.
But right.
That's
right.
just not what I, that's not my bag.
Right.
You know, I know that there are people who, there's at least, you know, two of the four people that listen to us.
Yeah.
On a regular basis. Will.
Oh, somebody signed on?
No. Why would
they? That was a joke.
But the albums I chose for tonight's discussion, they're going to go, what the hell's wrong with that guy? Or the
exactly. Couples. So I want to make you think. You were pulling out this other stuff last week, and I was like, where the hell is he pulling this? I mean, this is like.
Well, then you pull something out at me because I don't have anything.
This is like old school shit.
Yeah,
like,
I don't have anything.
Crap.
Well, you got to talk. You want to talk hip hop? I don't have crap.
What was the when hip hop?
If anything, it's Beastie Boys.
Okay, we're essentially the same age. So when hip hop came out, which was like the early 80s,
yeah.
What do you remember? I mean, Run DMC was the big one, and right. Beastie Boys came out basically the same time. Rick Rubin, the only reason why I know this, had a lot to do with with Beastie Boys because I saw the documentary. But I remember, I'll tell you a story, I guess, sitting in like seventh grade and being completely bored out of my mind. And it was, I can't say her name, but she was an older Greek lady. And she kind of had a little bit of she had a strong accent. And she was very gullible, and she would substitute teach probably once every 2-3 months, it seemed.
Right.
And the classes that we, whatever it was, English or whatever, were just extremely boring to sit right. through. So me and my buddy John, we sat towards the back of the class, and we came in with our headphones one day, and he's like, hey, you got to listen to this. And it was Run DMC. Album, I don't remember the name of the album, but
right.
that's when I that's when I first heard hip hop, and it was also, and I was asking it. I think I was asking you this last week or last podcast, maybe the one before.
Sure.
And I was trying to remember the name. Of course, I couldn't remember it. After 50, you don't remember shit.
Right.
But I'm going to play a quick.
Throw it out, man.
Quick thing here and see if here, right here. Okay.
See if I recognize anything.
Yeah, let me see if you you probably won't. Hold on.
All right. That's the cap's on. I don't have any corks today. I'm dealing with screw cap. Oh yeah. Let it play for a minute. I know this one. Is this White Horse?
Yeah.
The White Horse.
See, you do know rap.
Well, okay. So this to me is, I don't know if that's really rap or.
Well, that's the same.
That's uncategorized to me.
Well, anyways, that was the other one that I heard basically the same time that Run DMC came out. And it was it wasn't really rappy. It was kind of, I guess it was.
I mean, if you want to throw something, all right, fine. You're going to do that, then I'm going to do this, and it's going to sound even better because I'm freaking awesome because I'm just amazing.
Let it rip, Tater Chip.
Okay, hold on a second here. Let's go to...
What's up, Beastie Boys? We got NWA, LL Cool J.
All right, let's go here.
Rob Bass. I mean, you didn't go.
Well, yeah, Rob Bass, but he's more recent.
Yeah, he's not even really. He was more like
right. Man. You might recognize this. You hear it?
Is that Nitzer Rob?
No, even better. I got a fast.
Oh, this is a remake. The remix of. Not the Clash.
No, it's not.
XTC something. Am I hearing it right?
Listen. Get higher, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Great bass. This one I have. Grandmaster Flash and Melly Mel.
Oh, is that who it is?
White Lines.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. 1991.
Interesting.
Yeah. I'll fade that out.
What about, like, Going Back to Cali? Everybody remembers that one.
Yeah,
going
I don't think
back
so.
To Cali.
What? I don't think so.
Oh.
Yeah. You finally get
you
it.
You actually caught me on that one, yeah.
Yeah, Cheez Whiz got you going on that one. Yeah, no, I get it. You know, there is a lot of good stuff like that, but there's stuff that I have in my collection that is borderline R&B rap-ish, Grandmaster Flash. You know, it sort of didn't fit into a real category necessarily when, it was radio time. The Sugar Hill Gang with Rapper's Delight, that all, those things were like rappy, but light, but kind of, and then you get into, what you were talking about before with the Run DMC and some of that stuff, or you remember the Fat Boys?
Yeah.
Okay. So I enjoyed the Fat Boys cause they were fun. They didn't take themselves too seriously. They had a good time with it, but F the Police and Kill Whitey and all that stuff. You know, as much as I understand the sentiment, I that was not my bag.
Yeah.
It just, that to me was not what I was looking for in music. And that's really all it comes down to is what are you looking for in music? If that's what you like, then like it.
You know what? Right? You know what they say? And you might know this.
Sure.
They said, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. What song made it back in the early 80s supposedly had the first rap segment?
Oh, Blondie.
Yeah. Rapture. Yeah. Yep.
Rapture. Yep.
And that was like 81 or 80 or something like that. And she Blondie, actually kind of rapped the first time or right when hip hop was kind of breaking in. Rap was breaking into the.
She was. Well, Blondie was a groundbreaking.
You're so trivial.
I am so trivial.
Yeah. That's why we balance out because I don't know shit.
Yeah, but I love the fact that you threw that one out there and I actually knew that one.
Yeah.
But Blondie with with that one. That one is, well, because, well, it, insert words here. I can't English right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. And quite frankly, I freaking love Blondie the moment I heard. I didn't even know what she looked like. And I'm like, wow, that's a sexy voice.
I wonder where she's from. She's not from. She's from a UK or something, isn't she?
I don't know. Doesn't matter.
I don't know. I guess it doesn't.
Yeah, we'll deal with it later. So since none of my albums or choices today have anything to do with your rappy stuff, what else you got?
I don't have shit. I just wanted to change up. I had a gut feeling you were doing some research, so I figured it was about 5 o'clock, and I changed everything to hip hop. I'm like, I'm gonna make him talk about hip hop tonight.
I was working till like 6:37 o'clock today, so
I figured you wouldn't be checking around.
I got home and I'm like, because the last 3 days I've had these two bands floating around in my head. I'm like, oh, these are the ones I want to talk about because it's the music in my head right now. And you know, and then it wasn't so much I was doing research necessarily. I was just trying to narrow it down to the album or the song or couple that has the album, the album with a couple of songs that I really like for each of the bands, so that I'm not like throwing crap at people going, you know, oh, you got to listen, you know, the entire discography of this whole band.
Right, right.
and both of these, well, one of them's only got like two albums plus a whole crap load of remakes and remixes and all that stuff. And the other one has, you know, for 1980 to 86, they had seven albums come out.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then after that, there was a couple of more, and it's like, wow, these people are still kicking out music. It's like, what the hell, man?
Yeah.
So, but so you don't have anything.
I have one thing. I have one thing. I kind of stumbled upon it.
You want to do that, or do you want to wedge yours in between the two albums I want to talk about?
I was honestly just going to BS about. I don't know anything about hip hop. I just know. Kind of when I first heard it, I could tell you there's some NWA songs that I kind of like. I couldn't even tell you what the titles are. You know, House of Pain.
Like those guys are good.
Yeah, LL Cool J.
I guess those.
You know, there's some Dr. Dre stuff out there, and you know, Gin and Juice by Snoop Dogg, and they're all kind of like, you know, a couple here, a few there, a couple here, that kind of stuff. Right. So. That's all I really wanted to talk about. I like hip hop if it's done right. It's just like, you know, even like back in the day when punk music was out and it was all kind of anti-government and whatever, and people didn't really care for it. But I guess that's kind of the same, you know, hip hop with, you know, again, anti-government, anti-police, you know, it's kind of, I guess, the same. Not really.
Well, but I mean, it said something.
Punk. I don't think
you know, it wasn't God Save the Queen.
Right.
It said something.
Right, right. Like the Clash and even like bands like Skinny Puppy and all that was kind of
Sex Pistols.
Sex Pistols, yeah, it was probably one of the big ones that people didn't really didn't appreciate, you know, the style, but they had something to say, you know.
Right. And that's the thing is sometimes, and I'm just spitballing here, but there are cultures that appreciate certain different types of rhythms and beats and stylings. And so if I like the Clash and who was we just said
Sex Pistols
and a person of color likes Run DMC and a variety of others,
sure,
then it can be cultural.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean I don't like it. It just means it's not my bag.
Right, right.
Yeah, yep. I can appreciate the musical qualities if you know, if it strikes me that there are some, and I can appreciate, you know, somebody saying Sex Pistols suck ass. I get it. You know, and it doesn't matter to me, but it's, you know, enjoy what you do. Bottom line is support the music you love.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, buy the albums. You know, if you're going to, you know, do the Spotify thing or whatever, and you can just pay for something that's going to, well, Spotify's not a good example, but if you can go online and find the original band's website, buy the shit from them directly.
Sure.
Because that's the best way to get the money in their hands for the work that they did that you appreciate.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter to me who that band is or what the songs are or any of that stuff. If you like it, pay for it.
Right.
You know, and put the money in their hands so they can keep making stuff that you like. You know, and
amen,
you can
brother.
Take that back to your, you can take that back to your local folks.
I will.
International, whatever, but
House
you know,
pancakes.
It's, yeah, whatever.
What are your two bands, your two albums?
I was going to start with this one.
Yeah.
Which is probably a world famous beginning of a song for a band. And mind you, this band became super popular in the mid 80s because of certain movies. But there's a couple albums that came out before these movies came out and used their music in the movies. And I really just, in as much as I do appreciate this one, which I'm about to play the beginning couple of chords for, then you'll go, oh yeah, hell yeah. But this band is beyond phenomenal when it comes to their earlier stuff as well. But here's
the
what
fix.
You,
the fix.
Get this. You know this one?
Gotcha.
Yep.
Yep. Heard that one.
And what movie was that in?
That was Pretty in Pink.
Correct.
Ding, 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 ding.
There
ding,
you
ding.
Go. You win nothing. but yeah, this is a classic opening, a beautiful, well-made song. And it really is just, it's just a, the band itself, just phenomenal.
And there are no rap versions of that or hip hop versions.
As far as
there could
I'm concerned,
be. Yeah,
there,
we have
there
none
might
of
be.
On it, but.
But you've heard this one as well, which is very similar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And this was something that came out.
OMD.
There's two albums by OMD that I really like. Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark is the full name of the band.
Yeah.
But what we heard at the beginning was If You Leave from Pretty in Pink. And this is So in Love from the album Crush in 1985. And in 1985, that album, this song and Secret, which is another one of the songs on that album, really made it big. And I really like the sound that they carry.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's kind of a full musical sound. But the earlier stuff, like this one here, this is Locomotion.
There's really no reason not to like it.
Right. So this is Locomotion. And this one, he's got, it's a little techno.
A little bit.
You can tell that they're using, the synth drums and the keyboards and making most of the music. Barely any guitar. But it's interesting. And I love the guy's voice.
There's another version of this. Am I right or no?
Well, there might be a couple versions of this. Locomotion?
Yeah, it seems like there's one that's
Locomotion.
A little bit less electronic sounding.
It's possible.
Maybe just the way I'm hearing it over the.
Yeah, well, there's that. But this is the one that. That was from Junk Culture.
Mm.
That's that song, Locomotion. And there's another song on Junk Culture. I have everything OMD put out from 1980 to 1987. I have everything on CD.
Sometimes it's easier to say, is there anything you don't have?
It is. There's a couple albums that they put out afterwards that I don't have.
Oh, okay. I'll get those for your birthday one day.
I used to put, no, don't.
Maybe.
I used to put Junk Culture on and just play the whole CD, and I loved the entire thing. But there's something very emotional about this song, Love and Violence.
Yeah.
Which, the more I listened to it back then, it was quite an emotional, if you really listen to the words, it tells a story. but I really like the way the guy's voice just brings it out. And so I'm going to click play here. And again, it's still that electronic sound. Face to face. Listen to his voice. When she talks, I walk away. It seems to me it's just a waste of time. These are words I know she's heard before. He just sort of has that rolling yell.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's something to it. It tells me something. It sings to me.
It does.
That out too. And that is OMD, Love and Violence, and that's on Junk Culture. If you buy the album Junk Culture, you're not going to be sad. If you liked either of the two last songs that I played, Love and Violence and Locomotion, if you liked either of those two, the rest of the album is good.
Yeah, I don't know a lot about OMD other than what I've heard over the airways and any kind of movie.
Mm-hmm.
I have to dig into them a little bit more. I've always enjoyed them.
Well,
they really reminded me of like Echo and the Bunnymen. You know, there's nothing about Echo and the Bunnymen you don't really like, you know?
Right, exactly. And that's part of the reason why I've never brought up Echo and the Bunnymen as part of my stuff is because I know you and I both love them.
Yeah,
You know, and there's it's sort of like the Doors.
Yeah, yeah.
How can you not like the Doors?
Yeah, you know what's funny is I'm getting more and more into the Doors.
Lady joined us.
Oh yeah.
Hey, lady. What's going on, lady? Thanks for stopping by. We're just talking tunes.
Yeah.
But no, you were saying you got like the Doors more and more. What?
You know, it's just one of those bands that I've always. Let me put it to you this way. Back when the Eagles came back and toured for their Hell Freezes Over tour, which was, you know, their first tour since one of them said the next time we get together will be when Hell Freezes Over. And they actually got together. It was back in the 90s or whatever. And they came to Detroit and they played at Detroit Tiger Stadium, the last, you know, whatever, on Humboldt Air or wherever it's at. But I had a new appreciation for the Eagles when I saw them in concert.
Right.
And it's kind of like I keep listening to the Doors and I'm like, you know, I love these guys. I just don't know a lot about them, you know?
Oh, man, just and it's creative like, and crazy. Yeah,
his poetry and the way he writes his music, the actual music itself, and it's bluesy and it's like.
Oh, the bluesy is.
It's rock. So it's been on my list to dig more into. I need to find out more about the Doors and
like this
all their music that I've ever heard has been incredible.
The Doors' first album is every single song is worth it. Every
SJ-187.
Hey.
Do you have any Doors?
Thanks for joining us.
Do you have any Doors albums? Or is your brother? Mm-hmm.
No, I have a couple.
Do you?
I've got their first album and then L.A. Woman.
Oh, okay.
L.A. Woman is just L.A. Woman is a great album. Just and even the song is great. It just the whole thing is just phenomenal.
Do you remember how many albums? How many albums did they?
6, 8.
Yeah, I was gonna say
they've had a couple. But you know, Lover Madly.
People Are Strange.
Riders on the Storm. I mean, these are all classics. How can you go wrong with the Doors?
What's the long one?
That's Riders on the Storm.
Not Riders in the Storm, but the other one.
Father, the death yes, one. Son,
yeah.
I want to kill you.
Right. That's kind of creepy.
I know which one you're talking about. I can't think of the name.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. I'm drawing a blank, too.
I pretty much know the song by heart, of course. Death.
Yeah, I can't remember the title.
Right. So you didn't have any other albums you wanted to talk about?
No. I was actually going to try to force you into hip-hop, but you skirted that on me. Yeah, so.
SJ-187?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I got to put my glasses on because I'm an old farmer.
I know.
Hey, thanks for stopping.
I already said hello. You weren't listening.
Yeah. Well, why would I pay attention to you? I mean, this is just the two of us.
I'm only the host.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. What are you sipping tonight?
I'm Absol Pure Water mixed with Crystal Light lemonade.
Nice. Good for you. Yeah, I'm working on what's left of my Jameson Stout edition.
Ah, roger that. I bought some because this machine R2D2 over here that makes oxygen for me.
Yeah.
I keep that thing in my nose for whatever 16 hours a day.
Right. Sure. Yeah.
Give me a sore throat. What do I buy? Cough drops or do I buy Maker's Mark 46? I went and bought Maker's Mark, so I sip on that a little bit too.
Yeah, that'll take care of the sore throat issues.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
why waste my money on freaking cough drops? I've had probably 2,000 cough drops in the last whatever, you know,
deal with this pneumonia
crap.
I remember when I was a kid when we had sore throats or when we were teething.
Yeah. Did your mom have a remedy, home remedy, or?
Yeah, it was a standard Polish home remedy, which is a little bit of butter, a little bit of honey, a lot of bit of whiskey.
Really?
And you warm it up and you melt it together, and then you just rub it on the teeth that are the gums.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. You know, when you're, 4 months old and teething, or however, I don't even remember how old you are when you start getting teeth. So
the butter just kind of sweeten things up a little bit, or take the
edge off? Well, the honey sweetens it up, the whiskey numbs it down, and the butter makes it smooth. I don't know.
It's
a home remedy. Whether it works or not, actually, I don't know. But I remember sitting in my I actually have photographs somewhere, or somebody in my family has photographs of pretty much every one of my cousins sitting in my Aunt Liz's lap, and she's spoon feeding each of the children beer.
Really? Yeah, we started drinking wine back.
Black Label.
Black Label. Yeah. I remember that. Grolsch. Black Label. No,
Black Label. That was Aunt Liz's beer of choice.
Yeah.
And Aunt Liz was a single lady for her entire life. And she was the favorite aunt because she was the one who was fun. I had one of those.
Yeah, that was my Aunt Joanne.
Yeah. Everybody's got to have one in the family.
Yeah.
But yeah, spoon fed you beer when you were a baby. And then you look at the pictures later and you're like, holy crap. No wonder I have a problem.
Yeah, well, our as kids, on all the holidays, we always were able to drink wine. My dad and my uncle Julius both made wine. My dad made peach wine. My uncle Julius made some type of grape wine. I forgot what it was, but they always had it ready to go for Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that. So as kids, we'd all get loaded and get a headache the next day from drinking peach wine.
Sweet, sugary peach wine. Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah, it was called White Lightning.
Oh, yeah. No, that's not wine.
Yeah.
That's moonshine.
Well, you'd take half, probably half, you take a sip of it, and all of a sudden you start sweating.
Yeah, so, that's moonshine. Your uncle was a moonshine guy.
That was my dad's. Yeah, my uncle's.
They had a still in the backyard.
Yeah. Well, I remember, my mom would go down there. They'd go down there at, they'd get all the grapes from Detroit or Canada, and then they'd bring them down the house, and they put them, they sweat them, soak the barrel, whatever, get it all sealed up, and then they have the big grinder, and they grind them all. But it happened every single time, too. And as a kid, I never knew why, but you're supposed to wash the grapes, like, very well to get all those, like, little fruit flies and stuff out of there. They never did that. Yeah, so they dumped the...
Oh, so you got chunks.
We had fruit flies throughout the whole house.
Yeah. They're delicious. Like, fruit flies are delicious.
Yeah, oh, I bet.
Oh, you drank enough of them.
Yeah, I probably ate at least a few thousand of them. But, protein. My dad's was considered White Lightning.
Good protein.
Yeah.
Them fish flies. Fruit flies, whatever the flies.
Oh, yeah. And that's the other thing, too, is I heard that the cicadas are coming back this year.
Last year and the year before.
And I heard this year they're coming back by like
the vengeance?
Billions. Yeah, it's their year. Well, this is the 17th year or whatever it is.
There's 7 year cicadas.
Whatever, 7 years.
In Michigan.
I just threw a one.
And there's always a number of them every year. Not a lot in some years, but if this is the 7 year cicada year, that's going to be awesome because we are going to have some shows where I'm going to be sitting outside listening to cicadas. I know last year we had a couple of shows where I was sitting outside. It was either crickets or cicadas or something were in the background.
Yeah. I don't know.
But yeah, we're going to do some fun stuff outdoors because Lord knows when the temperature's warm enough for me to be outside, I'm goddamn out there.
All right. So the adults quickly die off after their work is done. Once their eggs hatch, the nymphs fall to the ground where they will nestle into the earth for the next 17 years.
Right.
So
17, whatever.
Yeah. That's when this is the 17th year.
That's good because I've been in this house. The first year we were in this house.
Yeah.
It was a crazy cicada year.
Yeah. I've been downriver at some bars when the cicadas hit. They're all over everywhere.
Oh, yeah. And then they're they break out of their cases and they're stuck on the tree or
it's like
part of the side of the house.
You ever hear of Christmas Island?
Yeah, yeah.
They have all the crabs that cross over Christmas Island.
People drive right over them. Yeah.
Yeah.
The same kind of thing. It gets crazy.
Yeah. Nutty crazy.
Well, you know, the animals like to screw.
And, well, they do.
You know, they need to have that opportunity to do that. You know, and us crazy monkeys are nothing different.
No. No, I guess not.
All right. So, I was going to go into the second group that I was going to talk about, unless you had
something. No, go ahead.
All right. Well, so I'm going to play the first couple of notes of this, and you're going to go, oh, these guys. And I want you to – I'm not going to say anything. I want you to tell me who it is and what's the song. All right.
Tee it up.
Let's go.
Oh, yeah.
They're famous for it. Got it?
I know who it is. It's going to take me a second to think to get it out.
Come on. It's everybody else who's been listening for the last 12
minutes. I can see the video.
What's the guy look like?
He's got the bald head. Thin, bald head, isn't it? Or... kind of a goofy looking guy.
He's black.
For some reason, I know this ain't it, but Crash Test Dummies keep coming in my head. But
no, it's not. Same number.
Drives me crazy. I don't know. I forgot.
Yeah. So everyone else has been screaming at the screen. I'm gonna fade this out now, real quick, slowly. Everyone else is screaming at the screen, saying, "Dude, it's the Fine Young Cannibals."
Oh, yes, the Fine Young Cannibals.
She drives me crazy. Now, that's their famous song from the second album.
I don't think they had a tongue, did they?
No, but the thing I like about Fine Young Cannibals is the history.
Mm.
Fine Young Cannibals had their first album, which, and you'll remember this song right here.
Mm. Of course.
You know this song.
Yeah.
Great horns, good guitar. The vocals are great as usual. So that's from their first album. And who do you think these guys were part of before Fine Young Cannibals?
Yeah, I used to know.
Because you and I talked about it, I think, one of our early, early, early shows. And it was one of those things where, dude, I want to do this history of this band. I want to do this and I want to do that. I never ended up doing it. But I think for season two, I think we're going to – go ahead, dog. My dog wants to go outside.
Oh.
For season two, I might do a history that includes Fine Young Cannibals.
Yeah, well, we don't want all the history, but maybe.
And General Public because
they both
came from
General
the
English, Public.
They came from the English beat.
Gotcha.
Which is Two Tone Records. And Two Tone Records has had something to do with Bananarama and the Go-Go's.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and those are the interesting little factoids that I want to bring out and, you know, make our show interesting, but I understand it's going to require some research on my part, which is asking a lot, to tell you the truth. But it'll be fun to talk about and shoot the poop about. And quite frankly, I don't even know if I want to do it too soon or I want to do it after we both get immunized and we can have a show together.
Yeah, yeah.
I would dig doing that show in front of you.
Welcome to the Disney Bundle, where Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus
come. Oh, good. Commercials.
Yeah, just what we need. Hold on.
That was the reason why I did the little pre-research that I did for the 12 minutes beforehand so that I could get through the commercials.
I forgot about this one.
Yeah. We're going to the trap. Oh, yeah.
This is a pretty good remake.
You know, I love you too much, baby.
That was on IRS Records. Interesting.
Yeah. And that is part of which one was that? Oh, why is it?
Name of the album?
No, that song.
Oh, Suspicious Minds.
Suspicious Minds. Yeah. And that was on their first album. And that was, of course, the remake of Elvis's Suspicious Minds, and Elvis remade it from somebody else because, you know, Elvis did very few of his own songs until much later because, you know, it's the whole Motown thing. And don't get me started on Motown and who got raped and pillaged for that. But
we all did.
Yeah. Gee, Mr. Barry Gordy, can I give you you can give me $100 and I will give you all of my songs that I ever wrote for the rest of my life?
Yeah, well,
what a great deal, Mr. Barry Gordy. Where can I sign?
Suspicious Minds, a song written and first recorded by American songwriter Mark James.
Yeah.
I have no idea who he is.
Someone who had his life stolen from him by Barry Gordy and whatever. No, sorry. It's a whole different story. But musically, I love me some Fine Young Cannibals. Who is PBG546371UA6B joint?
Oh, he's been on before, I think.
I love that. It's too many syllables, too many words. It's like somebody almost as lazy as us who does not want to feel like it's like user number 1738QTLB.
Yeah.
And I love the idea of not caring enough to give an actual username, except, you know, I chose El Carpe because I am that kind of jackass.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was Johnny Come Home. You know, and Fine Young Cannibals, we already heard She Drives Me Crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll get rid of that one. But so the other one that I liked from the first album, and because I love that first album so much, that's another album that I can put on the beginning. It's Drop the Needle and Walk Away.
Right, and right.
The other one is this one here, On a Promise. It's great guitar work. I don't know if you can hear it in the background.
I don't remember that one.
Yeah, you won't remember this one because it wasn't famous. It didn't go on the radio.
Yeah, yeah. I never.
But I listened to the whole album because I bought the whole album, and it was just one of those things. But one of the things that I thought was great is the lead singer, that voice that you hear.
Yeah.
I had forgotten about this because I am a big Samurai Sword guy. Love me some Samurai Swords. You and I probably never had that conversation before.
No, is that like a katana? Is that what they're called? Yes, katana?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I've heard about that before.
I've, you know, the movie Highlander, I thought was great.
Yeah, never watched it.
The TV show with Adrian Paul as the Highlander, as the cousin of the original Highlander. Well, that TV show went for almost 10 seasons or something like that. And Roland Gift, who's the lead singer's voice that you hear.
Yeah.
He was in a number of the episodes. If that dog doesn't show up, I'm going
to. Yeah, might have to light him up.
Can you hear the dog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, barking. What's his problem?
Well, he's looking at my wife going, play with me, damn it.
Oh.
He wants attention, and when he does, it's loud.
And can I ask you a question?
About 9:15, so yeah, it's about right. This is about the time that he gets loud like this. But no, so Roland Gift was the lead singer here. He was also in the Highlander series for like 6 years.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he played a character in the Highlander series, which I when I saw him in the series, I'm like, I know that face. Why do I know that face? And it's because MTV, because I had seen Finding Cannibals videos. I'm like, that's the guy. And then he started talking. I'm like, that's the guy. That's the guy. And I snapped just like that. That's the guy. I had just let him out. Yeah, so. So you were going to tell me something?
Yeah, I forgot. Hold on.
It was about.
I was just flipping. No, never mind. Conversation for another time. It's a conversation for another time.
All right.
It's kind of a social media thing.
Bring it up, whatever.
Yeah, no, it's just kind of dumb. It's dumb.
I'm done. I got nothing else.
Yeah, well,
I do have some yep that happens, but not enough. But go ahead and do your thing first.
Well,
the yep that happens.
No, yeah, mine's no big deal. I was just kind of flipping through something, and I you know what? Never mind. It's social media. Let me back up. I think it's time just to get off social media pretty much altogether. And I've backed away from it quite a bit. I don't really post all that much on Facebook anymore.
Right.
I try to post stuff to my real estate page a little bit here and there. My mind doesn't work like the new millennials where it's, you know, Instagram all the time. And I have to advertise for my business, but
right.
Everybody does it. There's like, you know, there's every time I turn on Instagram or Facebook, there's a real estate post of some kind, you know.
Right.
So mine, I just feel is going to get kind of mixed in with the rest. But I guess what I was getting at is, some people out there, and I've blocked most of them, that continue to post the same crap over and over and over and over again. It's almost like I can't mention any names, but I go on there, and this person is always posting something about her animal, her dog.
Right.
But it's always about a dog sleeping. Like, and there's
sometimes that's all the dog does.
I know, but there's like 20 different posts on there, probably in the last 3 months, of her dog sleeping in her lap. Like, who gives a shit? Okay, post it one time. Done. Who cares? Like, if I come over to your house, do I bring a box of my dog sleeping pictures with me and show them to you every time I come over? No. So why post my fucking
thing?
Yeah, I wouldn't be invited over anymore. I've never been invited over, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it's like, you know, who else knows what you're saying? Is SJ187 knows what you're saying.
Yeah. Wonder who that could be.
Social media. I like SJ187, 12, 13.
Oh. Oh,
energy drainers. Yes.
Yeah.
And I go on Facebook really just to post stupid shit. Stupid crap like I said before, you know, I'll be hosting the new Cantonese cooking show. You dim some, you lose some.
Yeah.
I put stuff like that on there because I don't care, and the people that know my page, friends and family, go to see the stupid shit that I'm going to say. Like, you know, I've come across the blood-sucking vampire that eats everything.
Yeah.
And it's a new TV show. It's Vampire the Buffet Slayer. Vampire the Buffet Slayer. You know, it's dumb shit like that.
What SJ187, I left Scroll Trap Platforms back in December. What do you mean by that?
Scroll Trap Platforms.
Yeah, is that...
That sounds like detailed.
Yeah.
Like a scroll trap platform. That's a specific something or another. That sounds fun.
Yeah. Let's talk it does. I've blocked a lot of people on Facebook. I'm so, and people with their self, and that they're trapped in scroll. Oh yeah. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I'm just kind of, you know, and my TV is going to be ready to go here pretty soon too. I'm about to toss that thing out.
Well, that's what hand grenades are for.
Actually, you know what? I said, my TV deserves more credit than that. I'm going to unplug my cable from the wall to my TV. I don't even have cable. I get a general feed, you know, of like 20 channels or whatever. I don't pay for cable.
I remember going through that because I have, you know, 17,000 channels because I have kids. But yeah. I remember spending the night at your place when we were earlier on when we were doing these shows.
Yeah.
On a Saturday when I would get too loaded to drive home.
Yeah.
Yeah, pass out on the couch, going, flipping through the channels, going, dude, there's like 12 channels here. How's wrong with this guy?
I think I watched three of them.
It doesn't matter.
Maybe four.
There's nothing worth anything out there anyway.
My mom's got like the mid-range cable or whatever, the not the top of the line, but I look at her stuff, it's all fucking reruns. It's all, you know, whatever.
There's crap and junk, and, you know, if you want anything worth anything, you got to, you know, buy your Disney Channel shit or Zulu or Hulu or...
Yeah. I like what you have to say. Slaps the phones right over friend's hands. Sometimes I get like that. You're like having dinner or something like that, and everybody's got their phones in their faces. It's like,
right.
You know, or even like downtown Plymouth where I live. It's like I'll be sitting in a light, and there's a group of like five kids that walk across the street, and they all got their phones in their faces. I'm just like, what is so effing interesting? Like, you know, like I live on my phone. I have to have my phone on me because of email and because of text and because of what I do, but I'm on my phone a fraction of the time that I think most of these kids are, you know, I just, when the thing beeps, I look at it. If it's important, I read it. If not, I delete it, you know?
Right.
So, do I have your attention? Have I lost it?
No, you're good. I was just looking to find something else because I forgot about this one song that I really, 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 really do love. And it's not one of those where it would be one of that I would feature on my show or as part of our show. But this is something that's worth having if you've got a good subwoofer. And you know this band. And you're like, I know you know this band. And you're going to go, oh my God, these guys, really? It is totally thumping. And you're going to go, I know this song, but I kind of don't know this song. But this is
Don't Worry, Be Happy?
That song blows according to this. But if you had the Super Subwoofer, and I've got the CD somewhere.
I told you I got a new car. My new car's
got a new car.
Yeah, my new car's got some kicking bass.
Got Wi-Fi?
I got 79.
We got Wi-Fi on your phone. You find this song 79 on YouTube. And this is...
What the hell is it?
I'm going to back that off
for
a minute.
Turn that...
They Might Be Giants.
Oh, yeah, that's probably why I didn't
know. And it's in Istanbul is not Constantinople. And it's Brownsville remix, and my God, does it! If you've got the sound system to play it,
with some good
thumping bass, and my God!
Well, it's
look
like
at her bass.
I know the Mega Millions was won by some teachers out in Novi, and I was just sitting there thinking, like, wow, what would be the first thing I would do if I won that. And I'd have a house built or whatever, but I'd buy the ultimate stereo system.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know,
it would be throughout the house.
Yeah, I mean,
if I'm going to build a house, it's going to have a sound system throughout.
Yeah, that house is going to bump, like literally bump.
There's going to be spots where you have zones where you can turn the music off, and you know where the pool is, it'll have the thumping bass and the hell yeah. Oh, yeah. No, but what I was going to say is I had something else. What the heck was I going to – I had another thought. SJ, somebody or another has got some thoughts too.
Yeah, I'm actually trying to – I can't even spell millennials. Oh, my God.
It's beyond our natural capacity for such volumes of simultaneous interaction. It distorts reality.
We're talking about the abuse.
Are we still talking about
abuse of the cell phone? I was
going to
tell you if you stopped talking. It was the abuse of the cell phone. Yeah, the selfies and everybody's on the internet and
I see.
You know.
Yeah. No, I'm with you.
yeah, like SJ's saying, the internet, everybody's got in their face.
Yeah.
Crazy.
There's too much interaction with nothing.
Yeah.
It's really what it is. It's
a waste of our minds, you know?
Well, and
too much influence.
Like I told you, I started reading actual physical books.
What's up, Evan?
Weeks ago. Hey, Evan. I started reading actual physical books because there's so that tactile feeling of touching the book and actually reading the words as opposed to, you know, having it on your device or what have you, and or just staring at the idiot box.
Yeah. No, I bought a book on why we sleep. I told you about that.
Yeah.
It was Tom York was sitting down with the author, actually, I think, of the book. And it was the guy giving the interview, but they were both familiar with the book they were talking about, and that's why I ended up getting it. It was supposed to be really interesting about why I would sleep.
Okay.
I bought that one, and I bought Neil Peart. I would say Peart because it's easier. From Rush, the drummer, just passed away. I bought his first book, Ghost Rider. So his daughter passed away from a car accident. And then shortly after, his wife passed away from cancer. And he went on this
fun whatsoever.
Yeah, he went on a 1-year journey on a motorcycle around the United States, or maybe Canada, United States, whatever. Right. And that's what the book is all about. He tells about his whole journey. So that's my next one. I'm reading the one about sleep right now. And then I'm going to read Neil Peart's book. And then I got a couple other ones I got.
Oh, that's good stuff.
So, you know, I'll give a book review on both books if anybody's interested. I find that as far along as we are in medicine, that they still really don't know why we sleep. They have reasons why. Because
we're tired.
Oh, anyways.
okay, there's the dumbass answer. From me, what would you expect? Yeah. I'm sorry.
But,
Yes, and we're the nightmare. That's right, SJ.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Break on
through. Well, so she knows. So our brains can detox. That's what they're saying dementia and Alzheimer's is coming from, is that our sleep quality is so poor, it doesn't allow us to detox our minds, our brains. That's what's causing dementia.
The thing is, you know, we're a flawed device.
Yeah, well.
Our bodies are made to just do just enough to barely make it.
Yeah.
And there's just enough goofiness that if something goes wrong enough times, often enough, it's just
malfunctions
forever.
Yeah.
Just total malfunctions.
Yeah.
You know,
It goes back to our old, we had this conversation for anybody that's listening, probably about 30 or 40 episodes ago. About is it pizza or is it salad? You know, do you just live your life the way you want to live it and forget being organic and smoke and drink and, you know, jump out of planes? Or do you, you know, eat organic and, you know, mineral water and whatever? I don't know. Sniff lavender leaves. You know, it's like, what do you do?
It's difficult.
You know, it's a toss up. You could, you know, I know people that were in great health that died of a heart attack. And look at Keith Richards. The guy's probably going to live to be 200, you know?
Yeah, well, not only that, but his progeny will run the universe.
Maybe.
Sorry, did I say that out loud?
Maybe.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah, so I don't know, whatever.
It is what it is.
It's what else you got? Anything before
I had
skip on out of here?
Well, there was that, what you call it, thing, the, yep, that happened.
Evan says everything in moderation. I said sometimes it's hard to do. Work hard, play hard. That's the way I don't know.
Well, no, you work hard, you play hard.
Yeah, maybe 10 years of my
moderation
life.
Moderation is hard, play hard.
Yeah, but as you get older, it all kind of cools down.
Mm-hmm.
On this day,
sit back and relax. Tell me about what happened on this day.
I'll tell you on this day.
All right.
Buddy Holly and Richie Valens and the Big Bopper died in a plane crash.
Oh, That happened today?
Yeah.
How many, what year?
Well, it didn't actually happen today. It happened today in 1959.
59, okay.
Yeah, I was trying to find some music-related stuff.
No, no, that's good stuff. I was going to look that up, but I was too busy doing other stuff because I was going to suggest, actually, and you read my mind because you're a freaking genius.
Sometimes.
About us doing a Yep, That Happened in history.
Yeah, that was my little, that was my little spin on it.
That was your Yep, That Happened in history. I dig
it. It was a bunch of spins today. It was hip hop. It was what happened in history today.
Yeah.
Trying to make it interesting. Trying to keep you on your toes, you know?
Toes. I don't have any toes. I'm an old fart. I whittled them down to nothing. Yeah. Now, I've only got a couple of Yep, That Happens.
All right, well, let it rip.
So,
you don't here's paint something. Your toenails, yeah. You don't paint. Do you still paint your toenails or no?
Not since last Thursday.
Oh. What's up, Doss?
Doss. Woohoo. So, yep, that happened. So apparently, there's a rodent that predicted 6 more weeks of winter, even without access to a calendar. Yep, that happened.
Patunksko Pete? What was it called? Captain Jimmy, what's going on? Poxitani. I couldn't remember how to pronounce it.
Poxitani Bueller.
Poxitani Pete.
Right, exactly. That Bueller, Pete, Fred, Henry. So Stupid Bowel is on Sunday this year.
Evan's asking us if Buddy Holly died today. He did, but in 1959.
Yeah, it was a while ago today. Like today, but in history.
Yeah.
Like, that happened, but a long time ago.
81 years ago?
Give or take.
Is that 57 right?
57 was 81 years ago? No.
No, 71
That's
years
not even
ago.
Close. Not what? Even close. Not even that.
50. So, 10. Yeah, so 61
You're
years
ago. You're missing 61 years ago.
Yeah, sorry.
Because, dude. You're freaking me out because
I was only a competitive estimator for.
Right. You do realize that the space shuttle.
Maybe that's why I'm not doing it anymore.
The space shuttle was built by people who had the lowest bid. Think about that for a second. Yeah. Holy hell, I'm going to get on that rocket.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, wait. Yep. That happened. Significant ground tremors in Springfield, Illinois, as the founder of the Republican Party, who once said about the Civil War, a house divided cannot stand, has repeatedly rolled over in his grave. That was my political statement for the evening. And you can figure out where the hell that came from and how
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Do you know McDonald's has a secret menu item?
Mm-hmm.
Cake.
What? You can get cake at McDonald's?
Yeah, sometimes, or for some reason, people think that's a big deal. Oh, you know what? Can I say this? This is really.
Why would I ever tell you not to say this?
I have to swear. I know, I have to swear. This is really fucked up. So okay, I'm on Yahoo, right? I'm on Yahoo about a week ago, maybe not even that long ago, 4 or 5 days ago. And I'm reading about just kind of the general news. Yeah, I'm reading about general news. Okay. And there's people waiting outside at 3 o'clock in the morning for Chick-fil-A to open up. It's chicken.
Where?
In Novi, Michigan. They're waiting at 3 o'clock in the morning to go have Chick-fil-A. It's just chicken. What is up with Chick-fil-A? Why do people actually care that much about chicken?
Because the pillow guy put crack in the chicken.
I'm guessing Esri is probably a vegan.
Yeah, the pillow guy put crack in the chicken, and that's why
there's
got to
be. There's got to be like Coke in the cola. There's got to be crack in the chicken.
Oh, there's something. It's Jesus chicken.
Yeah, maybe it is.
Jesus H chicken, Batman.
Yeah. Oh wait, was that Jesus chicken or was that Jesus chicken?
Jesus chicken. That's Jesus chicken, baby. That's Jesus chicken.
Oh, no.
You made me make that voice.
Yeah.
Why did you do that to me?
I don't know. There's the eject button I'm going to hit pretty soon.
Yeah. But fire me out the toilet. But see, now we have actual people that want to talk to us and do stuff.
They want to talk to me. They don't want to talk
to me. Oh, that's right, because the Chick-fil-A people are all about Jesus.
Is it organic chicken or something?
Well, no, because Chick-fil-A owners are like religious psychotics. And
yeah,
they're never open on a Sunday because apparently that's the Lord's Day. And I don't understand why the Lord's Day isn't Monday, because if you do the math, Monday's the Lord's Day.
You can work on yourself. Monday. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying, SJ. Mm-hmm. I've read a lot of stuff about that. I mean, I'm drawing a blank now. The book, Fast Food Nation. SJ, have you ever read it? It's an older book. Easy read. You can read it in a day. Oh,
I'm digging it. There's actually people participating. Captain Jimmy, thanks for stopping by, brother.
Bugs and Harmony. See?
And Humpty Dance, of course. I forgot about the Humpty Dance.
Yeah.
Captain Jimmy, you gotta
talk about hip hop music.
Cool. No, I don't want to talk about hip hop music, but I do recognize the shit that Captain Jimmy talked about. But seriously, Captain Jimmy, you gotta go listen to the show like tomorrow when Butt Munch over here downloads it.
That must be me.
Exactly.
I fell asleep the other night.
Well, yeah, because you were listening to me.
I've got pneumonia.
right.
Yeah, SJ, Fast Food Nation. It's a book, easy read. You can go grab it anywhere. It's pretty interesting. It's kind of old news now, but go ahead.
No, I was going to say, Captain Jimmy, we talked about some really good stuff with musically, and we tried to touch on hip hop, but I'm not hip hop
capable.
I don't have the capacity for hip hop.
Bill just aced it. Didn't even try. You just aced it. You aced it.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? Yeah, I don't want to talk about it. So you just
because I pulled up what's his name, Grandmaster Flash and the Jimmy Johns or whatever. Yeah.
Isn't that a sub shop?
Oh yeah, those guys. And that's why I'm so good, because it's Grandmaster Flash and the Jimmy Johns.
Free smells.
Oh, don't start
this
with
is,
me.
This is bad.
Yeah.
The Lord rests on day 7th. That was the holy day of the rest of this. God rest created on heavens and earth. God bless Chick-fil-A. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I might have to go check it out. I've never had Popeyes, Chick-fil-A. I haven't had what was the other one? The popular one? The red and white Colonel.
KFC.
I haven't had KFC in probably 40 years, 30 years.
You're not missing anything.
Maybe
it's chicken. It's goddamn chicken.
It's chicken.
Well, it's like, when I was traveling for work 15 years ago, one of the jobs I had was down in South Carolina, and they were, Chick-fil-A, you got to go here. You got to do this. This is the greatest shit ever. I'm like, whatever, dude. I had it once. I'm like, it's goddamn chicken.
Yeah.
I don't care. You know, it's nothing fantastic. It's not the Japanese steakhouse where the guy cooks it in front of me and, you know, does all the cool fun shit and then makes it taste delicious and gives me 18 gallons of sake wine. This is Chick-fil-A. Whatever.
I'm telling you why you hate Detroit.
I hate Detroit.
Oh. SJ was eating Whoppers. Whoppers? Wendy's is my favorite. If I have
The McDonald's towing thing. Don't start with that. Don't get me started. Fucking A.
Yeah.
It wasn't even me. It was my kid.
Yeah.
My car. And this son of a bitch got money.
Okay. There's a difference. Captain Jimmy says Southerns love our chicken. That's different. When you can go out and buy the chicken and fry it in a pan or bake it or broast it, whatever you do, that's different. Right. This is like fast food, lousy, whatever chicken that you can get anywhere.
Right. I don't know. I can make chicken.
You know what I'm going to do?
The other part of it, though, is I am a cook. I have been a chef forever when I was younger, and I know how to make chicken.
Yeah.
I know how to cook shit.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, if you're going to make chicken, whatever. I understand the idea of chicken making the lug nuts and, all that other stuff. You know, it's fast, it's easy, and what have you. I get it.
That's not even chicken.
But It's like chicken parts. It's chicken parts, and I get it. And this, you know, this Subway tuna, what, I don't care.
Yeah.
If I'm going to go for the fast food, I'm going to buy the fast food. It's nothing fantastic and super sexy. But like if there's chicken that's going to get cooked, it's going to be cooked by me, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to taste delicious. It's going to be moist and delicious, and people are going to want to, like, jump my bones when they're done eating it.
For your chicken?
For my chicken, because I am sexy chicken.
You are a sexy chicken. Oh, boy.
Did that come up?
This is the end. This is the end.
Yeah, that's what I've been playing for the last
I know. Well, the name of the song just popped in my head. It's not like
you're welcome.
Yeah, it's not like you remembered it.
I remembered it because that's how I looked it up. Cheese Whiz.
Oh.
I thought there's only 14 minutes left of the song. It's been playing for 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah. Never mind.
Bat Soup.
It's a dark song.
Bat Soup, that delicious taste of 12 months vacation.
Yeah. Maybe we should name our podcast Bat Soup.
No, we shouldn't. Speaking of fish, what do y'all think? Why do I – hold on. I have to put on my glasses.
They never do, okay? They never do.
Captain Jimmy says, speaking of fish, what do y'all think the reason why a group of great white sharks is now swimming in the Gulf of Mexico? Well, because they're hungry for humans.
They're the chicken. The chicken fish.
There's chicken.
There's chicken fish out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Chicken fish. It's a chicken fish.
Yeah.
Blame the chicken fish. Oh, that's just shellfish.
Nothing dies peace. Well, I don't know. Who is it? Who famous just passed away in their sleep? That's the way to go, right?
There's a lot of people that passed away recently.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I'm going to I'm going to go in my sleep because
I'm
too tired for the rest of this. Yeah. And most of my day is spent sleeping, so what does it matter?
All right.
It is what it is.
I was going to say something, but you broke my train of thought here.
You had a train of thought?
I am. Well, I'm trying to read what everybody's writing or posting on here, and I'm listening to you.
Well, you know what I really like is the fact that we've got more than one person who's actually listening to us, which
I know. I feel like we are actually...
We're somebody today.
Yeah, it's exactly. That's what they took the words right out of my mouth.
You had a mouth?
Did I say a mouth? My dad used to say a mouth.
They
used
to make
mouth.
Took
yeah.
the words right
no,
out
it was
of my
mouth.
Mouth.
It was mout. My dad couldn't pronounce his TH. Yeah, he didn't really have his teeth fell out. So it was always mout.
Oh, this is a good one here. Let's see. Who is this?
Evan, there might be one other way to go that might even be better than that, but we don't need to talk about that. Clean shot to the heart makes the quality for venison.
She put boots on.
Oh, you actually know the words, the lyrics to this song.
I know this one by heart. I know. Freaking
Dark Star to be playing right now, though.
What?
Put something happy on. God.
All right, geez, chill.
Put on Electric Avenue.
Electric Avenue? I love that one. That's what's
Eddie,
his name? Eddie Money, not Eddie Money.
Eddie Boulevard, Eddie.
The Street, Eddie Electric Avenue, Eddie Gorman, Cheese Whiz, Eddie.
Happy Meat.
Bomb your mother out of the house.
Happy Meat, Bill. What's Happy Meat? Is that like Happy Meat? Is it like
what am I looking
vegetarian,
at?
Vegetarian burgers, like mushrooms and...
I only Happy Meat. Well, why would you? It's a, growing up on a loving
family. Happy Meat. Like, taking care of, the animals are taking care of it.
Yeah, free range chicken, man.
Eddie Grant.
Thank you, Eddie. Oh, my God. Why could we not come up with that? Yes!
Yes.
Yes.
Animals roam free.
On a hot summer night.
That's not it.
Would you offer your throat to the wolf with the red rose?
That's got to be
something. How's that?
Ooh, It's got to be something we do.
I bet you say,
say that to all the boys. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, an hour and 15 minutes, and Bill is...
You're through with me.
Yeah, Bill has taken over this podcast entirely. Because
I'm just a psychotic, crazy sons of stuff. Yeah,
I'm going to continue eating my pistachios and Crystal Light. And,
well, and good for you, because you need to get healthy and better and get rid
of this,
whatever.
I almost died from
the oxygen. An occasional whiskey whatsoever for the throat would be fine.
Yeah, I think I'm a tapping Old Maker's Mark here.
Yeah.
Hey, SJ, we're going to be on Sunday, same time, 8 o'clock.
Episode, series, no, what, season three. Two.
Yeah, season two.
Season two.
Episode two.
No, we're going to do season two, episode one, because this is...
Yeah.
This is
feel free to come back in.
This is the third episode 61 from season one.
See how Bill's taking over the show?
No, I'm not doing nothing. I'm just hiccuping up and belching.
All right, sounds good. We'll be talking to you soon, SJ.
SJ, thanks for swinging by.
I'm giving Bill the hook here and the gong. I think he's about.
Thank God for that. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah. Well, hold on 1 second. My phone's ringing.
Right.
All right. See you guys. Thanks for listening. Come listen to us on Sunday. If you guys got anything you want to talk about, feel free to call or jump in anytime. So it is, give us a shout. We're always here Monday or Wednesdays and Sundays. And we happy to talk to you guys. So talk to you guys soon. God bless. I just said that. I'm not that religious. See ya. See you, Evan.